This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, we'll be talking with Dr. Irva Hertz-Pichotto about the effects of maternal metabolic conditions on autism spectrum disorder. After that, we'll have Greg DeLong on from Way Natural. We're going to talk about why Way Natural chose a whey concentrate instead of a whey isolate for their product. And then in the second hour, we'll be talking with Dr. James O'Keefe. Is your style of training speeding you to the grave? We know that exercise has benefits, but when does exercise actually become a detriment? We've been talking more and more about this recently on the show, and we've got a doctor who's going to come on and give us the details of it, and I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so let's get started. Dr. Irva Hertz-Pichotto, how are you?
I'm fine this morning.
And you are with UC Davis, correct?
That's it.
And thank you for being here this morning. And recently, your group published a study that looked at maternal metabolic conditions, which are very common in today's day and age with pregnant women, and the potential effects on autism spectrum disorder. Can you talk about the design of the study first?
Sure. This is a study that it's part of a larger study called the CHARGE study, which stands for Childhood Autism Risks from Genetics and Environment. We are really the very first large comprehensive study casting a very wide net. We didn't go in saying it's got to be this or it's got to be that. We're trying to look at causes of autism very broadly. And we're focused more on environment than genetics, only because there's so many other people doing genetics that this is the gap that we're really trying to fill. So the study is it's designed with three groups. So we recruit children who have an autism spectrum disorder. We also recruit two types of control groups. One consists of the children who have developmental delay but not autism. And I should say they are both a control group and they are a case group of their own as well. But then we have a third group, which are typically developing children whom we recruit from the general population. So this is really a population-based study. It's not based in one or another clinic that has a particular perspective. It's population-wide in our region of Northern California.
Okay, and so you're taking some baseline markers from the moms during pregnancy, I would imagine, right?
Well, in this particular study, we have another study where we actually follow them through pregnancy, but in this study, the children have already been diagnosed. So what we do to try to go back and find out about their environmental exposures are many things. First, we interview the mothers about their pregnancy and any problems they had. We also obtain medical records, so they give us permission to contact their prenatal providers as well as, you know, the hospital where they delivered, and, you know, pediatricians that the child saw, so that we get data that are, you know, recorded back in time by the professionals. And then for some of our studies, we have databases, exposure databases that we're able to link, their addresses to find out about, you know, other kinds of exposure.
Yeah, like in their local environment, you can get a lot of good information that way.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, air pollution data. California also has a whole database about all commercial applications of pesticides. So
yeah.
So that's other ways to get at exposure without totally relying on what they tell us, which, of course, we also analyze those data as well.
We had a scientist on from one of the UCs not too long ago about a flame retardant that was used in California for a period of time and then removed that actually contributed to some developmental delays, neuro delays in children. So obviously the environment plays a large role, but you know, moms come in contact with, you know, just a plethora of different things throughout their pregnancy. It's even hard to pin some of that stuff down and to even ask the right questions, perhaps, for one of these large-scale studies.
Well, that's true. And actually, our interview is quite long. It takes. Sometimes we have to call them back because they're they're too busy with their children.
Right.
And you know, do it in segments. But we do ask a lot of questions. We ask medical questions. We ask questions about products that they use. We ask questions about their, you know, occupational history, their environment, you know, the residences where they've lived back when they were pregnant and so forth. And one of the things we ask about is whether they had things like diabetes, gestational diabetes, or underlying diabetes, and hypertension, and we collect body weight information based on their pregnancy records, you know, from the obstetrician or prenatal clinic. And so that's how we get at their potential metabolic conditions that they may have had during pregnancy.
So what did you learn in this study?
Well, what we found was that the women who had some sort of the women who had a child with autism were more likely to have had a metabolic condition during their pregnancy, and we defined the metabolic condition to include obesity during the pregnancy. So that's based on the weight and the height that was taken prior to becoming pregnant. In other words, the sort of the last weight measurement, or
right,
you know, before pregnancy, and then whether they had gestational diabetes or type 2 diabetes. There was only one person in the study who had type 1 diabetes, so that sort of didn't really influence our results. And then underlying hypertension. And so if they had any one of those conditions, we said then they've got a metabolic condition. And that group had a much higher risk for having a child with autism. It was about 60% higher. What was also interesting was that we found that the children, mothers of children who had developmental delay that could be, you know, cognitive delay, basically failure to sort of develop intellectually, were also more likely to have one of these metabolic conditions during the pregnancy. So it's probably not specific to autism, but probably a more general issue of what's happening with brain development during that early period that these metabolic conditions are not so healthy for.
You know, my 15-year-old asked me once about autism, and what I said to my daughter was that autism is kind of the canary in the mine, but it's not. We're all looking for one thing, and the reality is that it comes down to, unfortunately, it comes down to a child's ability to fend off multiple assaults. Some children can be raised in these conditions that may cause autism spectrum disorder in another child and come out clean and unscathed, but that's because they were able to defend against them. But another child just doesn't have the wherewithal to defend against them. And so it really is the problem with autism and autism spectrum disorder, in my humble opinion, and I'm not an accredited individual, appears to be that, the more you expose this fetus to, in the way of assaults, whether they be, you know, from toxins, xenoestrogens, metabolic disorders, and so on, you just basically are pushing that child's ability to fend off all of these assaults higher and higher. And some kids just cave in and they get it. You think that's an accurate assessment of what's going on here?
I think that's actually a very astute way to put it. I think of it as being that each person sort of has some sort of inherent or intrinsic or inherited let's call it resilience.
Yes.
And then you start hitting at that resilience. Maybe there were a few mutations in the in the genes that were inherited that actually lowered that child's threshold, so that it took fewer insults for that child. So we think of, I think of the genetics as being susceptibility, taking away from their, you know, what might be optimal resilience. And then there are these various factors that happen along the way. We published data suggesting that the mothers who take those prenatal vitamin supplements before they've even conceived and the very, very beginning of pregnancy, which is what we recommend in order to prevent, you know, these neural tube defects.
Right.
But we also found that seemed to protect against autism as well. So if you have mothers whose nutrition is not optimal and they didn't take the supplements, then their child might be at higher risk. And then you add in, gee, the mom was obese and had trouble controlling her blood sugar, that could add further insults and many other things, as you say, toxins and xenoestrogens of a variety of types. So that at some point you may surpass that threshold of resilience.
Right.
That child is able to, as you say, fend off these, you know, potential aberrant things that happen in terms of the brain connectivity, which what we think, based on certainly what many of the genes that are coming forward, it looks like synaptogenesis, so the synapses are how the neurons communicate with one another, and if that those synapses aren't formed properly, then or are not working as efficiently, the cells not communicating with each other, so that obviously influences how well the brain functions.
Right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've got more questions. We are talking with Dr. Irva Hertz-Pichotto from UC Davis about the research that looks at moms with metabolic conditions and the prevalence of autism spectrum disorder in their children. It's an important discussion because if we really want to get our hands around autism, it's not going to be a pill. It's not going to be one thing. It's going to be a lot of things, and people are going to have to pay attention. And maybe the country will get healthy because moms want to have babies. Because ultimately, the answer to this equation comes from getting ourselves healthy and getting those things out of our lives that are not good for us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today. Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP, or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, muscle gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Can you tell I'm winded? I've been doing my body weight squats during the commercial breaks. Have you been doing them? We have to move more if we want to be healthier. Okay. We're talking with Dr. Irva Hertz-Pichotto from UC Davis about the effects of metabolic disorders during pregnancy and how they affect autism spectrum disorder. Now, your group also looked at something else that's interesting, and that is air pollution, right?
Yes, right. Yeah.
What did you find there?
So we, as I mentioned earlier on the show, we have addresses of where the women lived during their pregnancies, and we link those to exposure databases related to traffic. So California has a database of every road, every freeway, and we mapped the closest freeway to each of the women's homes where they lived during the pregnancy, and we found that the women whose children had autism were more likely to live closer to a freeway, and freeways, air pollution is, a lot of our air pollution today comes from automotive exhaust.
Yeah.
Of course, there are also other, industrial sources, but so much of our industry is elsewhere in the world.
Right.
It's been exported. So, we found that the women who lived within about a quarter of a mile were about 85% more likely to have a child with autism than those who lived, it was basically about a mile or more.
You know, and then some similar results was found with the heart attack and heart disease as well. There was a correlation to your proximity to a major thoroughfare, and it was very predictable. So, look, this particulate matter, we think of air pollution as this invisible, innocuous, something, right? But it's microscopic particles, nanoparticles of materials that you're breathing in, and they get picked up by the lungs, and they infiltrate the body and they travel around the bloodstream and they do a lot of harm to us. And so
they carry other chemicals that adhere to the particles as well.
Yeah. And these babies, the mom is building a baby in her womb. And guess what's part of the building blocks? You know what I mean? It's like, remember when you were a kid, you had to throw your Play-Doh away because it got dog hair in it? It was like, ew. Well, once you get those particles in there in a new baby, they're there forever. So it's really shocking. So was there one metabolic condition that seemed to have a greater correlation to autism spectrum disorder, or did you even break it out that way?
Well, we tried to, but we had more about two-thirds of the women were obese, and it was more like, and there was some overlap among them, but then roughly about a third had diabetes. So it actually looked like, in fact, the hypertension was the smallest group, and which actually had, a stronger effect size in terms of how big an impact
really?
It had. But I have to qualify that by saying there were not very many in that group, and so our confidence about that finding is that it's kind of wide. It could have been a lot smaller, could have been a lot larger, but we don't know. the obesity was, in fact, in some ways, the most robust. And I think that's because most of the women did have a weight problem. And that's, you know, clearly something that people can change. I mean, one of the reasons we're looking at these, what we're deeming environmental factors, meaning they're not inherited, is that people can actually intervene and make changes, in some cases at the individual level, and that's the case with the obesity.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. There's a movement afoot of moms who are pregnant and continue to remain active. I see them at the gym all the time. They're doing their cardio. They're doing light resistance training. They are gaining a minimal amount of weight. In some cases, there seems to be this, common wisdom out there now that 32 pounds to 36 pounds is all you need to gain during a pregnancy. What are you equating an obese pregnant mom? What kind of BMI or what kind of weight mass are we looking at that kind of indicates, well, you've got way too much body weight for this pregnancy?
Well, we're using the standard definition for obesity, and so it's a formula that's applied. BMI is based on weight for your height.
Right.
Of course, we expect taller women to have more of a more body mass,
right,
just simply because they're taller.
But is that adjusted for pregnancy?
So it's adjusted. So overweight is more than a 25, and then obese is, I'm actually checking here whether it's over, I think
because
it's
obese is 30 in,
30,
in,
yes,
the, in
30
the regular person.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it 30 in the regular person? So in the
right.
in the pregnant mom, is it adjusted up so that obese is 35?
Well, we're using pre-pregnant obesity. The weight gain during pregnancy is actually a separate question.
Gotcha.
And actually, we haven't looked at the weight gain during pregnancy, which of course needs to be compared to what they started with because, you know, recommendations for very obese women is that they actually lose during pregnancy.
Yeah, because, that's my point, because yeah. what I was going to say was that a lot of moms, when they become pregnant, they think, well, you know what, I have to eat a lot. I want to, you know, have a lot. Yeah, I'm eating for two. And so they really throw all standards, nutritional standards out the window, and they just eat and eat and eat. And there are moms who will put on 75, 80 pounds during a pregnancy. Now, obviously, if they're starting out at a BMI of 30 and above and then adding that kind of weight, it's dangerous. But I have to believe even if they're starting out at a more relatively healthier BMI and they're adding 75, 80 pounds during a pregnancy, that has to put the fetus at greater risk of a variety of different conditions, in my opinion.
Right. And it's a stress for the mother as well. I mean, it's a two-way lose-lose on that
right.
side, but if you do control your weight, then it's win-win, both for the mom and for the baby.
Was activity assessed in the diaries or the questionnaires that when you looked at some of these people?
We did not actually collect that information. We have another study where we're looking at moms as they become pregnant and following them forward, and we're collecting a lot more information. It's also, we had to limit the questionnaire because we were asking everything under the sun.
So. People go, you know what, just take me out of this study. I have no time for this.
That's the problem, and we really need people, you know, to participate. You know,
So what are the markers I would imagine you're looking at insulin, you're looking at blood sugar levels of the moms now that you're starting at the beginning of the pregnancy with them and looking at these markers, correct?
Right. We're collecting blood samples in each of the trimesters, urine specimens, so that we can look at, you know, both things that pass through the body quickly and you collect metabolites, for instance, some of the chemicals that we're interested in, like the plasticizers, the phthalates and the bisphenol A.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll be collecting their medical records. In fact, we actually are going back to the medical records in the original study. It was talking about the CHARGE study. And we are hoping very soon we're going to find out whether we're getting funding to go on for another 5 years. And we're actually going to take this whole metabolic syndrome, look at the upstream factors. Are there chemicals in the environment that are promoting the, poor metabolism? And then looking at them in relation to some markers in the neonate at birth, using the dried blood spots that have been saved partly for research purposes.
Right, right. Now, and as far as some of these atmospheric toxins that we know about, and you said phthalates, great, and bisphenol A, a lot of these endocrine disruptors that we know about, are you looking at commercially used things like dioxins or glyphosate, for instance, which is a very common pesticide used by agriculture today?
Yeah, so we've been actually looking at pesticides quite thoroughly, and I have a paper that we're about to submit to one of the peer-reviewed journals, looking actually at, so we have actually several papers. One of my graduate students looked at agricultural applications of pesticides, and where people live relative to those applications, and then also household use, for, you know, cockroaches, ants, fleas,
sure,
on their pets. And you know, we have some interesting results that we will be, you know, sending off to be peer-reviewed. So pesticides definitely are a high interest. The thing about pesticides, of course, is they're designed, in most cases, many cases, to attack the nervous system,
right,
the central nervous system of some other, you know,
species,
lower order species.
Right. Right.
So that is that's by design. They have neurotoxic potential, and so we are concerned about those. And as you say, many other
and what we're learning now from numerous studies, the one that came out of Washington State, a lot of those chemicals have transgenerational epigenetic effects. So, you know, it's not just this child that we're
right,
looking at. We're looking at, you know, the collateral damage to the next 3, 4, 5 generations of children on out, because it's actually affecting the germline of the human moving forward. So these are important questions. Last question I have.
Cutting
for you.
Edge. Yep.
Are you looking at, in this group that you're currently working with moving forward, are you going to look at, or are you looking at markers of inflammation?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's, And in fact, our entire case control study, the charge study, we have measured a lot of immune markers suggesting dysregulated immune systems in those children. And now we want to go back in time and say, at what point did these children diverge from the ones who developed more typically? So that's the prospective study, and absolutely, that's you're right on.
Is it too late?
Bring you in as a consultant.
No, thank you. No, but trust me, I'm not capable of doing anything but this show. But anyway, what about? Is it too late to look at the microbiota, to look at the flora landscape inside their guts, and how that contributes? Because there's so much good research coming out now, where we're really starting to pay attention to our digestive tract. And
right,
and this 3 pounds of living organism, mm-hmm, that lives inside. Are you able to collect that from these moms too?
We were collecting fecal. We started collecting fecal samples.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So we're going to try to look
at
that.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you back on after that. When is that going to be done?
Oh, we'll keep you posted.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I think you're doing fantastic work, and it's really, really important. And people need to get this message. No one is going to find a single answer for autism spectrum disorder. But we do know this, you know, it's everything that you come in contact with while you're a mom, while you're producing that baby, that threatens that baby. So you really have to, unfortunately, something people hate, they cringe when you say you have to change your lifestyle. And that's,
we'll have to, yeah.
Yeah, it's harder to put your arms around. Listen, Dr. Hertz Pisciotto, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Greg DeLong on the phone with us. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm going to go do my bodyweight squats.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WheyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntoBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntoBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntoBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just got some bad news. Dr. O'Keefe is bogged down. He's a cardiologist. The one that we're going to interview about is your training style a fast track to the grave. And he's got a lot of people being admitted into his clinic today. And he's running very late. And so we're probably going to have to reschedule him. But we'll know a little bit more later in the interview. Right now, we're going to talk to Greg DeLong from Way Natural USA. How you doing, Greg?
Doing great, Carl. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Greg, a lot of people out there seem to think that whey isolate is a better product than whey concentrate. And in your case, you're producing a grass-fed whey product. So you've gone to great expense and great extent to produce really the finest quality dairy protein product out there. Why did you not go to whey isolate? That's actually been a question we've gotten from a couple listeners.
Well, the primary reason is that whey isolates are over-refined. It's almost like refined sugar. I mean, you when you refine sugar or refine foods, you take all the nutrients out of it. and what you have is a dead product. And we, for over 30 years, we were searching for a whey protein supplement that truly had absolutely all the good and, quite importantly, absolutely none of the bad.
And so if I am understanding you, basically your opinion is that the whey isolate requires so many different processes in order to convert it to that isolate that that actually causes the product not to be as good.
Well, it actually denatures it. Anytime you heat a product, you denature it. They use methods such as cross-flow microfiltration, ion exchange, ultrafiltration, hydrolyzation. All those processes causes heat.
Ah.
And that heat kills the nutrient in the whey protein.
Interesting.
And that's why we came up with our Chill-Rite process, where there's no heat whatsoever, not in our the filtration or the powderization of the whey protein.
Okay, now what about the notion that, and I'm gonna put this out there too. We're learning more and more about the value of dairy proteins in general, and the closer we stay to their original form, that they were found in milk, the better off we seem to be, especially as the way in the way that the body metabolizes it. It's well understood that whey protein has an insulinogenic response, and that response is greatly exaggerated when it's in the isolate form because it gets through the gut so quickly and hits the liver so quickly that it undergoes rapid gluconeogenesis and actually shows up in the bloodstream as sugar. And this is not something that is desired, quite frankly. There's a lot of people who turn to whey isolate because they say, it gets into the bloodstream so quickly. Yes, but what does it get into the bloodstream as? Does it get into the bloodstream exclusively as amino acids? Or is it actually causing an increase in glucose in the bloodstream? I think this is an important discussion, don't you?
Absolutely. And not only that, I had a conversation with a chiropractor from Wyoming last night, and he had been on other whey proteins, and he went and did some blood work at his doctor, and they found out that his liver was in overload, and he had to quit taking those whey proteins because you're ingesting a dead product.
Interesting.
Also, the fact that, again, like you said, insulin spikes are not good.
No. And we know this. We know that not only is high blood sugar a problem, but even high insulin in and of itself is a problem. So 30 years ago, you started working on this product.
Well, our scientists started working on developing the product, yes.
Was it a result that your scientists were looking for a better product for their own consumption? What was the genesis?
Well, he's just like any other entrepreneur. When he saw that all the whey proteins out there were really bad, he knew that he could create something better. And with all the passion that he put into it, he developed the equipment and the process, and what we have is a pure whey protein that is more compatible for human ingestion and more like that of mother's milk.
There are other grass-fed ways out there. We know that. I mean, there's other companies that are trying. You are not just buying a grass-fed whey from some co-packer and then reselling it under your own name, right?
Absolutely not. We source our raw milk from Amish farms in upstate New York. We tanker it, and then we send it right to our plant where we use the Chill-Rite process. And that's another thing that people ought to be concerned about, because I don't know if you've read recently about all the fracking for petroleum throughout different parts of the country, especially like up in North Dakota. I read an article recently where cows are losing their tails. Cows are dying. People are getting sick. Just, and they're over 160 116 or 120 miles away from the wells.
And I actually, there was something on public radio about 3 weeks ago that I listened to that there is stream and river water that's making its way onto Indian reservations that is being polluted by upstream fracking. And they're saying that the animals, the deers and stuff like that, are getting sick. So we actually have to take a commercial break. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about this, because where your cows live that you're getting your whey protein from may actually be more important than what you pay for your whey protein. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Greg DeLong from Whey Natural USA. They are a sponsor of Superhuman Radio, and as you know, sponsors make the show possible, so patronize them whenever possible. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WhyNaturalUSA.com. WhyNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhyNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhyNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhyNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhyNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking this hour with Greg DeLong. Right now, from what I understand, Dr. James O'Keefe doesn't seem to be able to make it. He's got way too much going on at his clinic. He's a very talented cardiologist, and you're going to love this guy. He's the kind of cardiologist that we want on Superhuman Radio. So we're probably going to have to reschedule him. But I have some things I want to get out anyway, so this works out perfect. Okay, we're talking with Greg DeLong. Greg, so these cows, their tails were literally falling off because they were being poisoned by the water they were drinking, and that's because the runoff from this fracking process was poisoning the water, correct?
It was not only the water, but it was the air. And the it would just fall down, you know, like when it rains, it just falls to the earth and on the grass. They eat the grass. They get sick. They die. They were telling, what I was reading is that the environmental consultant detected elevated levels of benzene, methane, chloroform, butane, propane, toluene, and xylene, compounds associated with drilling and fracking, and also with cancers, birth defects, and organ damage.
Wow, that's amazing. So this is not going on in upstate New York at this point in time, correct?
No.
But it can be as far away as 100 miles from the farms, correct?
That's a possibility, yes.
It is pretty scary.
Yes, it is. They're even talking about fracking in Florida, down near the Everglades, which would just destroy our aquifer.
Oh, man, that's amazing. So really, people need to start paying attention and start asking the question, where are the cows living that I'm getting my whey protein? I know everybody's going, oh, great, now I have to worry about this too. But unfortunately, you do. You really, really do. These things make a difference. So anyway, getting back to the subject at hand, to make it more accessible, because this is an expensive whey protein product, and it is worth it. First of all, it tastes fantastic. Second of all, it comes from grass-fed cows that are not on antibiotics, that are living a natural life, and also are away from fracking. But only one company is managing this process. You guys tank it, bring it to your location where you use the Chill-Rite process to render it, and it goes in bags or jugs, and it goes out to the customer. So this is, we're really talking about minimal processing, minimal handling. But in order to make it more accessible, you guys are now making a smaller size. Is that correct?
We just came out with a 2.5-pound, 38 serving, and all three flavors, vanilla, real vanilla bean, raw strawberry, non-alkali processed cacao, and also plain, without the stevia and without the flavors.
So that could be used for cooking and stuff, I would imagine.
Well, you never really want to cook it, but the important thing about the plain is that diabetic, type 1 diabetics would be better suited taking the plain, and then some people just don't care for sweet drinks.
Yeah.
And that they can mix their own fruits and vegetables in a blender, pour it into our blender cup with a wire ball, and shake it up, and they have a delicious smoothie.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. What are the reviews that you're getting now about that? I know that quite a number of our audience have responded, taken advantage of the product. I told you how much I loved it. I loved it so much I was actually eating it in its powdered form, out of the bag, out of the jug, and just washing it down with a minimum of water, because the vanilla is just, it tastes so darn good. What's some of the responses you're getting from people that are now using the product and used it for long enough to actually have some valuable feedback?
I received a call from a gentleman in North Carolina, and he was saying that his forehead was always rough. He had skin problems. And after being on the product for about 2 weeks, his skin was smooth. He also had been struggling losing weight, and he had lost 15 pounds. Hmm. I had another customer, actually the sister of my best friend. She had a skin irritation on her arm for years, and within a week, it was cleared up. I know that whey protein in its true state will help your hair, your skin, your nails. It's anti-aging. It helps regulate your blood sugar and blood pressure. It gives you energy. It also helps the production of glutathione, which is responsible for your immune system and the production of antioxidants. It builds lean muscle. It's just it's like a wonder drug, but it's all natural.
Yeah. Yeah, and it really is a fantastic product. What about those people out there who say, look, you know, I can buy whey protein for, a half, two-thirds of the price of what you're selling your whey protein. What would you say to them as far as comparing this to just the standard off-the-shelf whey protein powder?
Well, first I'd ask them, do you know where the whey came from? That's the number, the big question. Secondly, are they seeing results within the first week? Because our customers feel a difference within the first week. Secondly, you are what you eat. And if you're putting in product that's been denatured through heat process or filtration or heat pasteurization, you're actually killing the product, and that's going to affect your liver and your kidneys. And finally, where can you buy a pure whey protein that has 25 grams of protein, 116 calories, and 2 grams of carbs for $2.02?
Yeah.
Plus, this month, for the month of December, I'm going to be Santa Claus. I'm going to offer free shipping on all of our products till the end of the month. You just type in ship free, SHIPFREE, lowercase, and your shipping will be free. And I'll also, if you buy the 5-pound tub, I'll throw in a blender bottle.
Yeah, that blender bottle's pretty cool, I got to tell you something. And you know what else I like about that blender bottle? I have bigger bottles, but you really don't need that much liquid when you mix your whey protein. And I like that blender bottle because you need just a little bit of water, whatever it is that you're mixing in with your whey protein, you shake it up and you go, as opposed to these really big ones that you have all this excess space in that you don't even need.
Absolutely. And you're only needing about 6 to 8 ounces of liquid with one scoop of whey protein.
Yeah. No, very good. Very, very good. I want to thank you, first of all, for the offer to the audience for free shipping. So they type ship free, all one word or two words?
All one word, lowercase, ship free. And if they order a 5-pound tub, it won't show on the invoice, but I will throw in a blender bottle. Only one per customer. And if you've already gotten your blender bottle, I'll know, and I'm not sending out another one.
Yeah, I got you. Just one per customer. So if you already got a blender bottle before, you're not going to get another one now. But the bottom line is that you get free shipping. And you can also take advantage of the free shipping on the new 2.5-pound jug.
Absolutely.
Using the ship-free code at checkout.
We also have the 1-pound. You know, for someone that's want to test the waters, you have 15 servings, so that'll give you product for 2 weeks if you're doing it once a day. And you will see a difference within a week, and you'll probably kick yourself for not ordering the 5-pound.
Right.
This is not a one-time deal on the free shipping. Say, for instance, you order today and then next week you decide you want to go for the 5-pound, I'm still going to offer the free shipping.
Yeah. That's very, very cool. And that's through the end of December?
Through the end of December.
That's very, very cool. Well, I appreciate that. That's very generous of you. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. At the very, very top of the page, you'll see the Whey Natural USA banner ad. Click that, be transported over, learn about Whey Natural USA, and then buy the 1-pound jug, get it started, check it out, get free shipping on it on top of it. So it's like you're going, walk into the store and buying it, you know? A lot of people say, oh, I can go over to the store and get it now, and then I don't have to pay shipping. Well, here you don't have to pay shipping, and you'll get it in a couple days.
You're going to be saving anywhere from $10 to $16. And this is just for continental United States.
Right, right, right. So check it out. Go to Way Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad and check it out today. Listen, Greg, thank you so much for being on the show today, and thank you for continuing to support Superhuman Radio.
My pleasure, Carl. You have a great week.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I got some things I want to talk about.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at WiseChoiceMedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back.
Why don't you tell me a story?
Unfortunately, Dr. James O'Keefe is not here to join in this discussion. I really wanted to have it with him because this is an area that he has studied for a very, very long time. But the reality is that so many of us perceive grueling, almost damaging workout routines as being beneficial. And they can be. Don't get me wrong. Those can be when they're peppered into the way you train. But doing it day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, and pushing yourself to this point over and over again leads to a degradation, not a building up of the body. And unfortunately, we see this even in individuals who look good. They look like bodybuilders. They're ripped to shreds. They're hypermuscular, but they're scheduled for a knee joint replacement or a hip joint replacement or a surgery on a ligament in their shoulder or their elbow, or they've torn a bicep or sheared a quadricep muscle. These are not good signs. I was having this discussion with Stephen Lay the other day, director of sales and marketing here at Superhuman Radio. And I was saying, you have a car that's capable of towing another car. So if you had a friend who said, look, could you tow me up the street? You had a hitch on your bumper and you had a chain. You had the appropriate things not to do immediate acute damage to your car. You could link up to that car and you could tow him up the road to the gas station if that was the need for the tow or whatever. But you wouldn't use your car as a tow truck. If you did it every single day, it would break down. You would destroy it. The body needs to be viewed the same way. Thresholds of fatigue can be changed. Thresholds of exhaustion can be changed. But you must work from behind the curve, not beyond the curve. I learned this the hard way myself over the years. The reality is that, to use the analogy of a car, you know, when you're driving your car, you start off in first gear, and then once the car is cruising along at a pace that's almost inertia is carrying the car itself, you shift to second gear so that the engine can now take it up to the next plateau of speed. And you continue to do this to third and fourth until you come to a stoplight where you stop. When you stop, since you were already in fourth, you don't just start off in fourth. You still have to start off in first, work your way up to second, work your way up to third, and then work your way up to fourth again. This is really how training should be treated. You should have periods of time in your training where you are in first gear and maybe then moving to second gear and then maybe moving to third, maybe not going to fourth gear that year because there's no reason for it. You're not competing in anything. Periods of time where you take it to fourth gear and you load the weight up and you push the body. But it shouldn't be every training session. I am more convinced of this than ever before. If your goal is exclusively athletic and you are trying to break a world record or play a team sport and be the best, make it into the NFL and stuff like that, well, then your goals are different. While health may be important to you, it's not so important to you that you would let it slow down your progress. This is unfortunate, but this is true. This is the way it is. I mean, athletes were asked, Olympic athletes were once asked if they could take a drug that would guarantee them a gold medal in their sport but would shorten their lives by 15 years, would they do it? And they unequivocally, yes. Yes. This is a different mindset, okay? But if your training is part of a prescription for overall health and longevity, and you want to look good, and you want to look, as Dan John likes to say, and you want to look good naked, you don't have to destroy your body in the gym. In fact, it may be counterproductive, and we're going to be doing a series of interviews to better understand how do we determine what the threshold is, how do we adhere to health while maintaining strength and our goals, and really, more importantly, can the two coexist, which I believe they can. I believe that you can still have a 600-pound deadlift. I believe that you can still be strong as you want to be, but I believe that it requires spending time in first and second gear more frequently than you think. And for me, in my mind, first gear is body weight exercises. It really is. Think about first gear in your car. I mean, you can get right up to 7,000 RPMs and only be going 18, 20 miles an hour because first gear is easy on the engine, really easy on the engine. It's a lot of people who are old enough. Remember, this was called the pulling gear. If you had to pull something, you stayed in first gear. If you had to climb a steep hill, you stayed in first gear. Why? Because this put the least amount of stress on the engine. If you shift too soon, for those of you who know how to drive a standard shift, you know that the engine will actually labor. The clutch will actually chatter. This is because the engine's going, I wasn't moving fast enough for you to take me into that next gear. Well, with our bodies, unfortunately, we don't have something as definitive as that vibration of laboring and chattering. So we have to be a lot more astute at listening to our bodies and knowing when it's time to shift into that other gear. But clearly, first gear in my mind absolutely is body weight work. And for those out there who are poo-pooing body weight work, try it. Try doing 200 reps of something with just body weight in a specified period of time, like Rob Regish does with body weight squats. Try doing 200 push-ups for time. Try doing, 200 pull-ups for time. Try it. Don't discount it. In fact, you may make better gains if you've been trashing yourself all along, because I have a strong feeling that the stress that occurs from trashing yourself all the time actually keeps you from your goals, doesn't push you to your goals faster. And this is true of even the drug-using athlete. I think even the drug-using athlete could benefit from taking it down to first and second gear for much longer periods of time than they think they should. You won't lose any muscle mass, I guarantee you that. But you may actually come out being stronger when you get into third and fourth gear again. So I wanted to have this discussion today with Dr. James O'Keefe. I believe there's a lot of merit to this. I really, really do. And I think that most of us have to take our ego out of it in order to make this work. At least the guys do. Girls don't have any problem with this. Elisa will go to the gym and just do plyometrics one day, right? And I'm like, that's okay for a girl, but I got to go in and I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to move this way and I got to move that way. You know what? I'm rethinking this. Unfortunately, I wish I would have gotten the message years ago. I think I would have been a lot further along, a lot fewer injuries, a lot stronger, maybe even a lot bigger looking. But you got to take your ego out of it. You can't, because what happens is if your ego's in it, the days you're supposed to do body weight work, you're like, oh no, I don't want to do this because I'm wasting my time. You're not wasting your time. In fact, you're using your time wisely. Your body cannot grow, cannot get stronger if the assaults that you're putting on it outweigh its ability to recover. And when we talk about recovery, we talk about central nervous system recovery. There's a lot more to that than just, oh, every 72 hours you can train that body part again. Who came up with those numbers? I mean, really? I think it's different for everybody. It depends on your personal circumstances, how well you're sleeping, what kind of caloric intake, what's your job like. There's a lot more to central nervous system recovery than just that. So I'd like more of you to think about this. If the reason for your training is also to stay healthy, to live longer, then you need to think about ways to work first and second gear into your program and enjoy it while you're there. Hi, I appreciate everybody listening to the show. I'm sorry Dr. O'Keefe was not able to be here. We will reschedule him. Tomorrow is Thursday, and we will have a Subversity Science Roundup tomorrow. Thanks for listening. See you then.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.